Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Nagaland is celebrating its 63rd Statehood Day today, marking the day when the state officially became the 16th state of India on this date in 1963. The state-level celebration will take place at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat Plaza in Kohima. Chief Minister Imperial will address the gathering. On the occasion, Mr. Ryu will inaugurate and launch a number of projects and publications. More from our correspondent.
In line with the state's vision for progress, Chief Minister Ryu will virtually inaugurate 120 children and adolescents, libraries and digital infrastructure and Nagaland Scholarship Nodal Cell. He will also release the documented books, Phase 1, on traditional attires and ornaments of 10 indigenous tribes of Nagaland, the Disability Research, Empowerment and Accessibility Mission, Dream Nagaland, book and publications under PM Vishwakarma Scheme. Further, the Chief Minister will launch the State Sync app, the Discover Kisama app, and the Nagaland Entrepreneurship Impact Forward 2035 initiative in collaboration with the Global Alliance for Mass Entrepreneurship. As part of the celebration, tablet computers will be distributed to accredited journalists and 10 sanitation vehicles will be flagged off for urban local bodies. Later, Mr. Ryu will inaugurate an exhibition titled Journey of Nagaland Down the Decades, showcasing the state's evolution since its formation. Ning Akashvani News, Kohima.
Governor of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Balla, has extended greetings to people of the state on the occasion of the 63rd Statehood Day. In his address to the people of Nagaland, the governor said, Statehood Day is a moment of profound reflection. He said, over the past decades, Nagaland has made noteworthy advancements in governance, infrastructure, education, healthcare and cultural preservation. Mr. Balla said, the youth are excelling across diverse fields, academics, sports, entrepreneurship and the creative arts, bringing honor and recognition to the state. He said, farmers, artisans and community leaders remain the custodians of the core values of hard work, harmony and social responsibility, which have long strengthened the fabric of Naga society.
As we celebrate this day, it's also essential to reaffirm our shared commitment to peace, development and unity, pillars that will continue to shape the future of our state. The government remains steadfast in advancing these goals through inclusive development, improved connectivity, transparent governance and opportunities that uplift every citizen, whether in remote villages or expanding urban centers.
He added that the strength of Nagaland lies in the harmony and mutual respect that unite its many tribes. On the occasion, the governor called on the people to reaffirm their pledge to work in unity for a peaceful, progressive and vibrant Nagaland. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo has extended greetings to the people on the 63rd Statehood Day. In a social media post, Mr. Ryu honors the leaders who safeguarded our rights and identity and the visionaries who shaped our future. On the occasion, the Chief Minister urged the people to work together for a prosperous, inclusive and sustainable Nagaland, reaffirming their commitment to its progress and well-being. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival, the Festival of Festivals, will kick off today at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama, Kohima. Coinciding with Nagaland's Statehood Day, the 10-day festival will bring together all major Naga tribes under one roof, celebrating tradition, folklore, music, craft and cuisine. We have a report from our correspondent.
The stage is set for the state to kick off its 26th edition of the Festivals of Festivals, the Hornbill Festival at the Naga Heritage Kisama this evening. The inaugural ceremony will begin at 4 p.m. in the Unity Plaza, Kisama. Governor of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Balla, will be the chief host. The line of honor guests include Ambassador of France, Ambassador of Ireland, Ambassador of Switzerland, Austrian Trade Commissioner, British Deputy High Commissioner and Business Head Mia Baitanish. This year, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Austria, Malta and Switzerland have joined as country partners, while Arunachal Pradesh comes on board as the state partner. Before the commencement of the opening ceremony, different inaugurations of the departments, stalls, exhibition, carnivals, events are lined up for the day. Beyond Kisama, exciting programs are also planned across the state, extending the festive spirit even further. Asunyu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And, along with the rest of the world, Naglan will observe World AIDS Day 2025 today under the theme Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response. The day is observed on 1st December every year to raise awareness about HIV/AIDS and to show support for people living with HIV. Meanwhile, Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda will lead the national level observance of World AIDS Day 2025. The aim of this day is to reaffirm the government's unwavering commitment to advancing the national response to HIV prevention, treatment, care and stigma elimination. During the event, a new campaign video series under NACO's National Multimedia Initiative will be launched. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.